This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on Bump and Beyond, and this is me, Yolandi Becker, your host. And as always, we're talking parenting. I feel like I'm wondering, have you ever, as a mom or a parent, have you ever had that little voice inside your head? Well, I mean, I don't even think it's in your head. Maybe it's more like in your gut or in your heart or something, telling you what to do. And then you're wondering, is this what intuition is, that mom feeling is? Or is it just me worrying about stuff? I'm wondering that because, in all honesty, I've hated it when people told me, follow your instincts as a mom. Honestly, it kind of felt to me that it put pressure on me to actually just know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I never felt like I woke, or no, let me not say, maybe now more. I feel that it is a real thing. But I can tell you, in the beginning especially, I never felt like I woke up one morning and I just knew what to do. I also, and that's what I'm saying, now I feel I have it. But that being said, I have read a ridiculous amount of stuff about it. I also feel I'm an overly informed parent because of what I do and the circles I move in. So I'm still wondering, is it really my intuition or if it's just something that is there or that I've learned? So it's like, for me, a very complicated kind of discussion that we're having today, but I feel maybe I'm overthinking it, and maybe that's exactly what we should be talking about. And I want to talk about this, like, mom anxiety. So, you know, like worrying versus mom intuition. And, how we can kind of trust ourselves a little bit more that we've got this. or rather that we could trust that we are not really in control. I'm also asking this question for the first time. My 14-year-old is on a school exchange, a language exchange this week. I don't know why I said yes to it, because he went to a shark-infested active volcano island, a reunion island, and on a French language exchange with his school. I mean, this is like, his life is so much different to mine. I went to Sidiba Kwele in Northwest on a school trip. So going to a tropical island, I feel, is a whole different world he's living in than what I was living in. But I'm very excited for him, and I was really keen for him to do this. He's 14, and I think it's a really great thing to do under controlled circumstances. So I was very excited for him. But I was exceptionally surprised at the emotions that I felt when he actually left. There was a worry. I literally, the first night, woke up when he was gone, like 50,000 different things. What if he loses his password? Like, going through my head. Granted, I have to say there's additional things happening in my life that probably added to me thinking about this. I'm tapering. Anyway, it's a lot of things that's happening. So today I have a very good friend of mine, Sureta Live, that's been on the show before. And I feel like it's a good topic of discussion for us to talk about, because I feel like we are in different phases, first of all, of parenting. And she's younger than me, so I feel she's like a lot more into that thing. And I've got the longer game, but she has the, she's in it kind of game. She is an integrative life coach. So I also feel you're like very involved with moms as well. So I think it's going to be a good discussion. Hello, Sireed.
Along with the experience behind you, with a mentor.
I feel now, I mean, my son is 14 years. So I do feel there is a certain amount of experience.
Absolutely, yes.
But I am also smart enough now after 14 years to never be cocky about parenting. I know better than that. I will never tell or say that I'm expert level or that I know anything, because just when you think, hey, things are poof, there it goes.
Then just when you think you've got this, then
Sireed, I feel like in general, you are a more intuitive person, for lack of a better word. Like, I feel like you're very like aware of your body and your mind and the holistic thing. So I'm wondering, do you feel that you have like, did you feel, I mean, maybe now is also, you've been a mom for quite a bit now as well, but did you feel that you had this motherly instinct from the beginning?
Definitely 100% confidently, no, not at all.
I'm glad I'm not though. And like I said, for me, and that's why I never say it to moms, unless I would say it in a way to moms where I notice that they do certain things. I would tell a mom, you know what? You really can follow your instinct because you know your little one very well. So I would rather create an awareness to a mom that she actually does have a natural feel for it.
I think in my case, so just maybe it's a bit off topic, but in my case, and maybe other moms will relate, that even before we became pregnant, or before I became pregnant, it was a real conscious decision, very well planned, very well talked through. It was not, I haven't grown up with the feeling of I always forever want to be a mother. I always knew that maybe I'm not going to be a mother, maybe I will, and I would be okay with it either way. Whereas some of my friends, for them, that's the only thing in life that they want. So for me, going into motherhood with the background of kind of having the choice before pregnancy, do I want to become a parent or not? So that also put some anxiety in me, because I thought maybe other moms want this more, so their intuition will be stronger. And for me,
I can relate to that. I had exactly that. I can remember playing with dolls when I was younger, but I can remember high school never featured in my whole, even in university, I never really. And like you said, you do get moms like that. And then you also, that's a whole different anxiety that talk about, because there's a little bit of guilt that comes with it, because I also consciously made the decision and we never struggled or anything to get pregnant. So it's like I said, that's also like a whole different thing. But now again, like I said, I have witnessed moms having a natural feel for it. And I do think even if it is something that I learned along the way as well, I know that motherhood has taught me about emotions and people, something that books would never be able to teach me.
And also on the point of intuition, that very often, so I'm now only 3 years into the parenting journey, but for the last 3 years, never in the moment did I know this is the voice of my intuition, follow this voice. It was always afterwards that I thought, wow, I wonder what happened there. And then I could figure out, okay, I think it was just my instinct or my intuition. So, yeah, it's never...
Yeah.
Never that confident.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, The show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting, and more specifically, I want to talk about I'm speaking to Sereta Live. She's joining me. She's also a mom. She's an integrative life coach. And we're talking about, mom instinct or mom intuition versus, is it just you worrying like a crazy person? And crazy, I shouldn't use that word. That's also not right. As always, I do want you to be part of this conversation. So if you have any 2 cents to add to the conversation, I would love to hear that. Are you a grandma and you can now reflect back on those? Great. Like Sered said, sometimes it is a reflective thing. And I've had exactly the same thing where in the moment I reacted in a certain way. And in that moment, I didn't think this is me. But later on, I thought, how the hell did I remain so exceptionally calm in that situation? Because it's not really, I'm always the more the freak out type of personality loud. And in certain moments, I have surprised myself. And then I was thinking, and that's that mom, like, your like protection mode or something that kind of kicks in. And I guess that is mom intuition. What else can you call it? There is something that happens that kind of takes over. And this is what we're talking about. So please send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. Share with us those mom intuition mode. But dad, you can also dad intuition. I'm sure there's something like that as well. Share with us those moments that you've had that you felt, hey, that was really, yeah, I have it. Or if you don't feel you have it, you're a new mom and you're like in it and you're like thinking, how the hell am I going to make this? Send that to us because we're also talking about that. Mom anxiety. There's like, so Sered, let me ask that. How would you say, like, I feel there's a certain amount of worry. I feel in the beginning, it really like it takes over certain things. I mean, if you think of all the 1,000,000,000,000 things that can go wrong, you will go mentally insane. But I do think that you get used to it as your child gets older. How would you define like mom anxiety? Do you think it's real in the everyday sense? How do you think that operates?
Yeah, so I think it's incredibly important to note that I think all mothers have some level of anxiety during some season of parenting. So whether it's with newborn or later on or constantly or always, but it's not never. So if you feel anxious at a point, it's not wrong. It's just part of parenting. And I also think that anxiety comes from a place of caring really deeply. But what we should then remember to keep level-headed is that, yes, anxiety comes from a place of caring deeply, but it also comes at a price and at a cost. So when we realize that, we want to make sure we distinguish between anxiety and intuition. But to get to your question, I think anxiety, that is the constant feeling like it's a feeling chasing you. It's a fast feeling. So I feel between anxiety and intuition, anxiety is a loud shouting voice, whereas intuition is a little bit more of a quiet confidence and you kind of don't even know it's there. It's like a little bit of a shadow, whereas no. Anxiety is you're very sure it's there. It's in the small things of worrying that you forgot something. Did I feed my baby? Does my child have a lunchbox today? Like you make things a little bit bigger than they have to be, but you don't really think you're making it bigger than it has to be. So no. You're in the moment, you're not really realizing that. You're feeling unsure, you're feeling guilty of all the things that might go wrong or not go wrong. You're questioning yourself a lot. You're overthinking a short message maybe from a teacher that was a vague message, but now you're making it a big thing. That's all the ways that anxiety will show up in a daily life. Yeah. And the moment you realize that it comes in at a price. And then we have to be able to know, okay, what's the difference between anxiety and intuition? So I think intuition is a slower voice. It's more of a presence, maybe your knowledge being present, but you're not, it's not shouting at you. And I think if I could go back to anxiety, anxiety for me is all the what ifs. What if this happens? What if I forgot? What if? And the intuition is if I. So if I do this, the baby will calm down. If I change the routine, this and this might work. Like, it's kind of as if you're taking charge in a way.
I like that. Yeah, you really thought about this. That's
So this is, just to be clear to all moms listening, the way I'm breaking it down now is not how it plays out in real life. In real life, you're kind of just surviving, and in the end, you will know, okay, was I anxious or was I intuitive? But now I'm just giving you the language.
But I mean, I like that. I want to know, like, what is some of the things you worry about? What gives you anxiety? Like, in a daily routine, what is some of the things that makes you anxious?
When my baby was born, it was like the first night we were home. So I put him in his crib, and I didn't even tell my husband. I just decided I'm going to sit next to that crib the whole night. And I'm not over exaggerating. This is a real life story. Okay. I'm going to sit next to the crib. And when my husband came in during the night, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I said, I'm so afraid the baby will climb out. And he's like, "But it's a 3-day-old baby." And you could not convince me otherwise. I was going to be there. So in the end, my husband and I both slept on the carpet for the night until he could convince me the baby won't get out of the cot. That is anxiety. Okay. So after that, and it's a real, real life. After that, when I was breastfeeding, I would constantly worry that I maybe missed a feed. I feed now? Did I not? Did he feed? Maybe I'll just feed again. No, but it won't take the breast. Like, you just in Afrikaans will say dofkop. Like, you're not really functioning properly. And I also think in Afrikaans there's a saying, bang babalas, like you're constantly scared of something. So I think that was but for me, and guilt, also a lot of guilt feelings. Yeah. I'm guilty that maybe my breast milk is not good enough. Maybe I'm not awake enough. Maybe I'm not looking at the baby enough.
Yeah.
Scary thing. Yeah.
No, I'm just asking because, I mean, now looking back, now that you told that funny story, now it's funny. The moment, like 3 days lying there, you're a little bit, that's not normal.
No, I just want to make sure that moms know that's crazy.
No, because I have this same thing. So not that I drink excessively now at all. I barely drink. But before children, I drank wine, and then I stopped when I got pregnant, and I was probably like the healthiest person ever when I was breastfeeding after my babies were born. But I remember very distinctly that I think I stopped breastfeeding when my son was about 9-10 months old. So I could actually start drinking wine again, and I refused to do it. Because I was so afraid that something would happen to him, and I have to donate blood or something. I was a little bit excessive, like.
And the moment you have to explain your thought pattern to someone, then you realize, okay, maybe this is a bit strange.
Now, reflecting back on it, it was a little bit excessive, but in that moment, I really always thought I have to be a backup plan, and I have to be ready, and I have to be able to get in the car, and I shouldn't be. So I for a long time, I didn't drink wine or anything for that reason. It's funny. Maybe it was my intuition, knowing that it's bad for me. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And we're talking today, just exploring a little bit the difference between mom anxiety and mom intuition. And I do think that it's a little bit of a... a gray zone as well. And I think there is a little bit of overlap that happens. And I think as Sureta has explained it earlier, I mean, she really thought about this, I have to say. thinking about the more the worrying about what if something could happen, and the intuition part more being what can I do, or what if I do this, and type of thing. So more like action orientated, one more reactive and one more proactive, maybe.
Anxiety is almost an attack in a way.
No, but I do think there's a space for both of these things. That is also something that you have to keep in mind if you're listening, is that it's not that you can't just have the one and the other. I think they actually complement each other sometimes. I also really like how you thought about a fast feeling and a more slower voice in your head type of thing with the intuition. But, and I mean, that's also sometimes, I want to say, like, if you think about why, like I said, I feel there's a bit of a gray zone and overlap here with that. But why do you think moms confuse a little bit anxiety with intuition?
I think they confuse it because they're normal parents. Because in the moment it's chaos and you're not sure what's going on. You're not sure, are you doing the right thing? So the confusion, it's, I don't think really it's possible, especially for a new mom in the moment, to not to be able to distinguish clearly between anxiety or intuition. If you're a first-time mom, you're not going to be able to distinguish that. You might start with anxiety and then kind of get your groove and click over to intuition. And that's where anxiety actually plays an important role.
And I think that's also in some ways now when you verbalize these feelings in some ways, where in my head the anxiety is necessary because you're actually realizing you need to do something. You know, either it's like a feeling of like, oh, this child is crying and I have to react and do something about it, or my kid hit his head, I have to do something about it.
And I think also the anxiety is the your mind leads, and the intuition is where your body leads a bit more.
No.
So meaning the anxiety is all the what ifs, and then the moment you realize, okay, but my what ifs will not get me anywhere, I have to take action now, then your body takes over, and that's the intuition, and then that's how you get to the end of the situation thinking, how did I do that?
But I do also think that there's a level of mind for me personally when it comes to intuition, definitely, that it's not just the body, because, and again, I'm thinking from like a first aid perspective. I feel I went for first aid courses multiple times. I've gone to these things, and I feel that's one of the reasons when the pawpaw hits the fan and my child comes with a giant gash on my head, I have the ability to breathe and assess the situation and remain slightly calmer. I mean, my husband burned his hand the other day, and without even thinking about it, I sorted it out and I put stuff on and whatever, and it was not a big thing. And later he's like, yes, you really did a good job here. It's, the pain is gone and it's healing so well. And I'm like thinking, and again, there's an intuition part to doing it because I'm kind of just doing it. But in the same breath, the anxiety of preparing for something like that and thinking of these situations got me to that point. Absolutely. Where I thought, okay, you know what? If I want to take this anxiety away, I need to plan a little bit. I need to go for a course. I need to, if this is something I'm stressing about. You're over as articulate as.
One of my life mottos is take what you have and do the best that you can with it. So in that case, you're just going to take your anxiety and do the best that you can with your anxiety and turn it into intuition.
Do you think that in this day and age, I think, like, you know what? If you think, my dad always tells me, like, about my grandma was 1 of 100 children. And, you know, in essence, if you have 8 children, you know, the older ones are basically taking care of the younger ones. So you're almost always surrounded by babies and whatever. The first time I held a baby, I want to say it was my own baby. I honestly cannot recall that I held a baby before my own baby. Do you think modern society or modern parenting makes it harder to have intuition?
I think we have it, but we doubt the intuition because of comparison, because of social media
and
around us. So we have the intuition, but we drown the voice of it a little bit. And I think probably in previous generations, it was not as easy to drown the intuition voice because they weren't that.
There was a lot more quiet.
No. So I think we basically, in my opinion, we're born with the intuition. We just have to activate it somewhere during our parenting journey. It doesn't necessarily activate with birth. Maybe it activates 2 or 3 years into the parenting journey. But we drown it out with doubts and self-doubts. And also, if we're not really, this might sound a bit fluffy, but if we're not conscious about the whole anxiety versus intuition, then we allow anxiety to lead our parenting. And if at some point, somehow, a mom or a parent can just click that there's actually a difference between anxiety and intuition, and it's okay to have both, but choose intuition to be the leader, then I think it's easier to follow that and be stronger and be the generation with.
But, I mean, what would you now say to a mom who is feeling like constantly anxious?
So the answer to that is so simple but so difficult. So when you're stressed and anxious and overtired, your intuition will be off, in my opinion. And if it's difficult to clear your mind, it's difficult to distinguish between intuition and anxiety. So the answer is get rest. Okay. Very not so easy to put it into practice if you're a new mom. But get rest can be different ways. So I always say if it's like the bare minimum as a mom to be get rest is at least poop alone, okay? Like, don't let your toddler get into the bathroom. At least take those few minutes for yourself. If there's no other chance to be alone, then that's your chance. That's a perfect example to teach your child about privacy, etc. After that, you can say no to more things. So especially as new moms in my environment where I am now, there's always a first birthday party that of someone you don't really know that well. There's always a christening or baptism or something. Like, it's okay to say no to all those things. And it's okay to not have a reason to, like, I just need to gather my thoughts today. I'm not going out.
No.
But it's difficult. I've been through all the having to say no moments, and very often I myself couldn't say no. Then I also think to, in a way, try to incorporate as a guest, to try and incorporate seasonal living. So when it's winter, if your baby comes in a winter season, slow down. Take the full maternity leave. Go slow. If it's summer, you can go a little bit faster. If there's a holiday, go slow. Take the holiday, especially for the beginning. But if there's anxious thoughts and anxiety and you can't find a space to get rest, then take what the current environment or calendar gives you. If there's a public holiday, take a public holiday.
Yeah.
So, and I also think if women could pay a bit more attention to their menstrual flow and also their menstrual cycle, you don't have to do serious things, but maybe during your bleed cycle, just sleep a little bit longer, just wake up a little bit later. That's small, easier ways to try and incorporate rest.
Yeah, but more on this just now, Siret.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker, and as always, talking parenting, and today talking a little bit about that fine line between feeling anxious, it can a little bit overwhelm us. I think the anxiety as well, especially in the beginning. And then also that mom instinct that I can tell you we all have. And again, I've never been one that have told parents follow your instinct or something like that. I feel it takes a little bit of pressure or puts a little bit of pressure on us. But it's been such a wonderful conversation with Sureta Live about this topic. Unfortunately, we're running out of time very quickly on this topic. Sureta, before you go, what is the one thing you want every mom listening to remember, especially when they're like maybe spiraling? What would that be?
I want to say that it's okay that you have anxiety. You're definitely not the only one. It's strange if you don't have it, if you start with that. But now that you're listening to this, come to understand that anxiety comes at a price. So try to convert the anxiety to intuition and find ways, even if you have to see someone or go to a therapist or have extra help, just to convert anxiety into intuition.
Yes. Sureta, before you go, as you can hear, Sureta is really someone who can help with so many aspects of being a mom. So I would encourage that you go follow her, Sureta Live, on Instagram. She has lots of insights on various things, like health-wise, like not like exercise, eating healthy, helping your child, introduction to solids. I mean, she's got a very wide variety of things. And as you can hear, I mean, she didn't think so, but I feel she's very intuitive and aware of things. If she gets it right always, I think she's honest about that. None of us get it right all the time. But at least she's aware that she's doing it wrong. So then where can people find you?
So I love working with moms. I love to be a support to moms. And I am on Instagram, sureta.alive, and also my website, suretealive.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Sureta. Have a wonderful day. It was wonderful having you, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be on the show again.
Bye.
On that note, I'm joined by Dis-Chem Regional Clinic Manager, Lizelle Fourie. Lizelle, you're also a mom.
Yes.
Lizelle.
Very good, and you, Yolandi?
Just fine. I wanted to know, because in the beginning of this show, I said that I don't feel that I woke up one morning and knew what to do as a mom. So I'm very unsure if I actually had mom intuition in the beginning and mom instinct. Now reflecting back, I do feel all moms do actually have it. But I've got long game now. I've been a parent for long enough to know that there is something like that. I mean, Lizelle, you're a nurse. Did you feel you knew what you were doing?
So I think the problem is I felt very prepared when I got pregnant and I thought, yay, I'm a nurse, I know everything. And then when the time came nearer, I was like, oh goodness, maybe I don't know everything. So I feel it's normal to have a little bit of apprehension and a little bit of nerves.
Yes. And I think, and I mean, that's what me and Sureta were also talking about. I think both of those things are necessary. She mentioned, like, I think we feel anxious and worried and things like that because obviously we care a lot about this. But it's also necessary as long as it's not overpowering us. I feel that's the big takeaway for today. But anyway, Lizelle, obviously Dis-Chem and Baby City is trying to make our lives a little bit easier when it comes to parenting. Do you feel there's specific things at Dis-Chem and at Baby City that you feel will help us feel a little bit less anxious? Do you have favorite products that you have to have?
Yes, definitely. So if you think about a new mom that has to go to hospital, I remember I probably packed my bag 6 times. And because you think, maybe I'll need this, maybe I'll need this. So what we do at Dis-Chem and Baby City is all our nurses are equipped with little lists that they can give the moms to help them, just reassure them what to pack. They can even go and show them on the shelves what they do need. Yeah. But I think the biggest thing that really helped me in terms of like preparing is to take all the things that I need. That was probably the last thing that I packed, like my hair ties, my face cream. And those are the things that's really needed for you to just keep sane and doing your own routine as well in hospital. So I do feel that that's a big thing. And then the one thing I think is very needed for the babies especially is to really pack bottles that you've researched, because I think everybody starts out and saying, I'm definitely going to breastfeed. And then you get to your first night after having your baby and it's 12 o'clock at night and the baby does not want to latch. And then they say, where's the bottle that you packed in? You know, so it's really important that you pack that, even though you are full intention of doing breastfeeding. I do think just to have that as a backup as well, and maybe a small bottle of formula as well.
And I mean, these days you get that at Dis-Chem and at Baby City, which is technically the same thing, I think, is that that you actually now get like ready mix formula already.
These
containers, which I also think is like life changing. It's not something you need to use all the time, but it is quite helpful if you are going on the go and stuff like that. So for me, yeah, that's actually, and I mean, and then, like I said, those things that thinking of your own stuff is not something, because you're thinking of the baby stuff and you're like packing and repacking that bag. And it is super helpful if you get a little bit of a list, because you don't know. I remember going to Baby City and setting up my baby registry. And I can tell you, like, half of this stuff that I got, I never used. I thought I needed it. And I never
did. So much stuff. Yeah.
And actually having that, like, list, like you say, of things where you know, okay, these are things. And also asking friends a little bit. But, I mean, sometimes it's also they use one thing and then you don't need to use it. And things that I thought was silly, I used all the time.
Exactly. You really don't know until you get there.
Yeah. And luckily, I mean, I have been into a Baby City recently and I have to say I had the best time. I'm just amazed at the amount of products you get lately. It's like really like I'm like thinking, why did someone not think of this 14 years ago? So I think there's so many things. So even if you just want to go have a good time, I would recommend going to Dis-Chem or Baby City. You're not going to walk out of there empty-handed, unfortunately, that I can guarantee you. But Lizelle, it's been wonderful. You are a great addition to my show. So I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Yolande. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolande Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
If you've just joined me, where have you been? My show is done and you've missed it, but don't despair. Luckily, this show and all of my shows are available on highfm.com for you to go listen to. And to be honest, we've got a fantastic array of different topics that we've covered today. I spoke to Sereta Live and we spoke about, you know, mom intuition and your anxiety and where there's a little bit of a gray zone probably between these things and that both is necessary. The important thing just is to remember that it shouldn't take over. The anxiety shouldn't take over your thinking and your functioning in the end of the day. And please remember that if you are having thoughts the whole day that is keeping you up and you're not able to sleep, please get help. There's lots of help. And I mean, again, this is one of the things that I love about our High FM community is the fact that we are a community and there is help out there. And that for me is also something always to remember is that life is not meant to be done alone. And in this day and age, so quickly as moms, we want to prove. And I mean, and I don't think it's just as moms, I think as women, because of the history, because of so many women who have paved the way for us to be able to work and have children, to, you know, we can vote. I don't know, all these wonderful things that we are able to do in this modern society. I think we kind of have put this pressure on ourselves that we need to be able to do things on our own. And it's silly. Honestly, again, life is not meant to be done alone. So if you are struggling, if it's with anxiety or you're not getting rest, ask for help. It is okay to get help. And to get support. And it's not, I mean, I don't even know if help is the right word, but if it's the right word, great. But I mean, just to get support or a sounding board or, yeah, just someone, it is okay to ask for it and to allow it. I think sometimes it happens. People are always willing to help around us. Not always, but more often than not, people are asking, hey, can I do something for you? Just say, yes, you can. Yeah, here's a baby for you. Hold them. Even if it's just for 10 minutes and you can go poo alone, go do it. If something resonated with you on the show today, hold on to it. If something felt heavy, you are allowed to release it. It is okay. Take what serves you, leave what doesn't. And remember, small intentional moments matter more than we realize. Thank you so much for joining me today. Until next time, let's go out there and be kind.